Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning. Monday, December the 18th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, 34 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. You know, I'm starting to think I don't sound as bad as I think I sound. There's no doubt that I'm a little hoarse, but I just had to talk to somebody on the phone there during the break. And I don't even think they could tell that there was anything wrong with my voice. Now, people who listen every morning probably can notice something is a little different, but maybe it's getting stronger. I don't know. It's been hanging around for a couple days now. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, we are taking your Christmas cards here at the station, WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. If you put a return address in the card, we will get you a card back. Sarah, I believe Terry is bringing your card tomorrow. Let's take the phone call here, and then we'll come back to this.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, one of them was mistletoe, I think, but I don't know about his sleigh.
No mistletoe, but sleigh was number two on the list.
Oh, I thought mistletoe. Well, was mistletoe the ornament?
I don't see any ornaments on the list.
No, when you asked what was decorated on the tree or something.
Oh. Let me.
Because mistletoe was an answer.
No mistletoe on that list.
Oh, because I didn't think sleigh was, but I was going to say, okay.
Yes, sleigh is.
Okay.
Right.
And so maybe the voice isn't as bad as I think it is. I don't know. Hopefully it's back up tomorrow as Mayor Schertzer will be coming in for his last interview, 9:15 to 10 a.m. after 16 years, and then the big Christmas get-together tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Don't miss that. It is live on the air, the big Christmas special. So we look forward to that. And hopefully I will get some Christmas shopping done today. All right, back to our category here, because we won't get a chance to do this tomorrow, I don't think, with the mayor coming in. Something people associate with Santa Claus. We've got presents, sleigh, reindeer, and a beard. Still two other answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something people associate with Santa Claus. What are the two answers that we are not getting this morning? They may have been the two answers that we did not get last week. I know we had a few last week, but there were a couple that we were not getting. Something people associate with Santa.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try snow.
No snow on the list.
Okay.
No snow on the list. We may get some snow today, but no snow on this list. Something people associate with Santa Claus. We got presents, sleigh, reindeer, and a beard. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And isn't that story terrible we read earlier about the Lincoln hat that was stolen off the statue in Kentucky?
Go ahead, caller.
Was Rudolph one?
No Rudolph.
Okay.
No Rudolph on the list here today. Name something people associate with Santa. Presents, sleigh, reindeer, and a beard. Two answers left to go. Who's got them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Two left to go. Presence was strong at number one. 25 people said presence. Sleigh was number two. 13 people said sleigh. 12 people said reindeer. 10 people said a beard. But there are two other answers left. Does anybody know what the other two answers are? 740-751-4038. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Two left to go here. Must be a little bit of a stumper category here this morning with two left to go. What could these two answers be? Well, we know it's not the presents. We know it's not the sleigh. We know it's not the reindeer. We know it's not the beard. What else could people associate with Santa Claus? 23 minutes past the hour, December 18th, 2023. 34 degrees, cloudy skies here in Marion. Maybe a little snow coming your way later on today. Hard to tell. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have the final two answers? I don't know. Tough category, I guess.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about a Christmas list or toys?
No Christmas list or toys.
Darn.
No Christmas list or toys. Maybe just a tough category here this morning. 24 minutes past the hour. Name something people associate with Santa. Boy, oh boy. Well, we've got four of the six. Presents, sleigh, reindeer, and beard. What are those other two answers that we're so looking for here this morning in the holiday season? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Presents, sleigh, reindeer, beard. Two answers left. Something people associate with Santa Claus. What could it be? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
See, I think of the red outfit. That's the first thing I think. Let's just say December the 25th, Christmas Day.
No Christmas Day on the list.
No Christmas Day on the list here today. Something people associate with Santa Claus. Presents, sleigh, reindeer and beard, we have. Two left to go. What are they? Does anybody know? Now, I guess we have to dig into the recesses of our mind here. What in the world could be associated with Santa Claus that we do not have on our list? Of course, presents. He delivers presents. He drives a sleigh. Reindeer pull the sleigh. He's got a beard. But there are two other things on this list people associate with Santa Claus. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What could they be? Something people associate with Santa Claus. My goodness. Well, we might be here all morning waiting for this one. What do people associate with Santa Claus? Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you think on this for a moment, because we're playing some of our Christmas traditions here this morning. We did the Ed Asner Christmas sketch earlier, so I thought this hour we would do the Ted Williams, Ebenezer Williams Christmas sketch. Do you remember Ebenezer Williams? This just came about a couple years ago. So here on WGH Talk, here is the Christmas skit, one of our traditions, Ebenezer Williams.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Ah, humbug. Will you stop that infernal singing? It sounds like two alley cats after eating some bad tuna.
My singing may not be the best, but it's Christmas time, Ebenezer Williams, the most joyful time of the year.
Joyful? Are you nuts? I see nothing joyful about bells ringing and little children singing off-key, and people putting real pine trees in the center of their houses and covering them in colored lights. I mean, everyone's house looks like the inside of a disco ball. Oh, humbug.
Why do you hate Christmas so much?
Because it's commercial, and it's stressful, and most of all, I was born just, Scotty, a few days before Christmas, and my parents named me Ebenezer.
So?
What kid wants to have a first name like Ebenezer? Do you know what it's like to have a name that sounds like a sneeze? No, you don't. When I was in school, every time the teacher took roll, I would hear the same old thing. Oh, yes. Is Ebenezer here? And someone in the room will yell, Gesundheit! Yeah, Christmas. Bah, humbug.
Okay, but in all your years of life, don't you have one good Christmas memory?
Well, one year, my parents took me to Rockefeller Center to see the big Christmas tree. And it was so big, so bright, and a Santa Claus came up to me, ringing his bell while we were standing there.
See, that's a happy Christmas memory.
I'm not done. And while we were there, standing there, a fruitcake truck drove by and hit a pothole in the road. The back door to the truck came open. A fruitcake came flying out and hit Santa right in the head. Gave him a third-degree concussion and put him in the hospital until St. Patrick's Day.
Not exactly Charles Dickens.
Oh, how about this one? I had an uncle that I was named after, old Uncle Ebenezer Williams I. He came over every Christmas and gave us stockings full of Christmas oranges. Who wants an orange for Christmas? Nobody. So when he was not looking, we threw those darn Christmas oranges at his Buick. He always spent New Year's Eve at the auto body shop. And God bless us everyone.
Okay, fine. You've had some bad Christmases. But if you don't find the true meaning of Christmas, you will be doomed forever.
Doomed forever? I thought you liked Christmas. What kind of holiday message is that? Doomed forever. Don't wait for Hallmark to call you offering you a job.
Tonight, Christmas Eve, you will be visited by three ghosts who will teach you the true meaning of Christmas. And if you don't find the true meaning of Christmas by daybreak Christmas morning, you will be doomed forever.
Ooh, scary. Are you serious? And why does everything come in threes? Three little pigs, three French hogs, and now three ghosts?
It's not three French hogs, it's three French hens.
Apparently you've never been to France. No deodorant. Trust me, it's three French hogs. I don't have time to stand here and listen to any more of your infernal stories of three ghosts and Christmas. I'm out of here. Bah, humbug.
Later that night...
Bah, humbug, three ghosts. He must think I'm an idiot. Now for a good night's sleep on a night just like the other nights.
Ebenezer Williams.
What? Who is there?
I am the ghost of Christmas past.
No, you're not. You're Scott, whom I was just talking to earlier today.
Work with me here. I'm here to take you back to your childhood to show you the error of your ways.
Error of my ways? I am rich. What errors have I made?
Clearly, skipping the class on humility was one of them. I'm here to show you that your anger toward Christmas has made you a bitter man.
Well, one year my parents did accidentally fill my stockings with lemon instead of Christmas oranges. I was pretty bitter that Christmas. I could not taste anything until New Year's.
Not that kind of bitter. Okay, let's take a look at when you were a child.
I am so excited. This is going to be the best Christmas ever. I am going to get the cherry red bicycle I've always wanted. Uh-oh, here comes Mom. What's that, Mom? Santa ate some bad figgy pudding and won't be able to make it here this Christmas? No presents? Santa is in the emergency room having his stomach pumped? Oh, this is terrible. No presents. Why are you laughing? What do you mean? Kazuntite. I didn't sneeze. I'm so sad.
See, a bad childhood experience set you on a path that has led you to hate Christmas and ruined your life.
Listen, Santa got a bowl of bad figgy pudding and didn't have the proper insurance and couldn't get his stomach pumped so fast enough to make it to my house Christmas morning. No big deal. Take me home.
Later that night, Ebenezer Williams, I am the ghost of Christmas present.
Oh, man. I just got back to sleep. Do you know that you ghosts are causing havoc with my sleep apnea?
I am here to show you that you are all alone on Christmas Eve. Why do you think that is?
Because I like being alone. It all dates back to the last Christmas party I held at the office. Yes, I had a pretty huge party. Poinsettias everywhere, fruitcake, eggnog, presents. And do you know what happened? Someone left the eggnog out and someone got sick. Fruitcake everywhere. It took months to get the candied fruit out of my carpet. What a horrible experience. Christmas? Ah, humbug.
Change your ways or you won't be able to change the future.
Wow, how long did it take for you to think that one up? What did you do? Crack open a fortune cookie this afternoon? If you're going to come wake me up in the middle of the night and try to change my mind, at least have some sage advice. I'm going back to bed.
Later that night, Ebenezer Williams, I am the ghost of Christmas future.
Oh, man, here we go again. Can we skip this? I have to be up early in the morning to throw Christmas oranges at the neighborhood kids.
No, it cannot wait. I have something very important to show you.
Oh, please, please help me. Maybe just a little piece of fruitcake or a little sip of eggnog. Don't walk away. Don't walk by and laugh at me. I have lost all my money, and I just want to have a little celebration on Christmas Day. Stop laughing at me. Don't you know I was once one of the richest and most powerful men in the world? A titan of industry. Ebenezer Williams, stop yelling Gesundheit. I don't find that funny anymore. Fine, walk away. Don't give me anything. I'll be just fine here. I'm feeling a little dizzy. Oh, what is this? I'm lightheaded. I think I'm gonna pass out.
See, Ebenezer, your hatred of Christmas led you to lose all of your fortune, contract high blood pressure, and end up on a corner dying of a stroke.
Oh, this is horrible. How do I change this?
You have to learn to love Christmas.
I will, Ghost. I promise. I will love Christmas forever.
Christmas morning?
Holy Gesundheit. It's Christmas morning. I have not missed it. It's not too late. It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you to be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings. Hey! With friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
What is this? Old Ebenezer Williams singing Christmas songs?
Oh, Scott, yes. Yes, I found the true meaning of Christmas. The meaning of Christmas is a feeling. It's not from a store or a package or Amazon. It's joy. It's happiness. It's treating people like you want to be treated. It's singing great songs.
Wow, this is a little too much.
You ain't lying.
Hell yeah, it's full. Wow, this is a little too much.
No, no, it's not. It's joyful. It's truly, it is the most wonderful time of the year. And I am going to get us some hot chocolate, and we are going to spend the day together. And I am going to keep Christmas with me all year round and not let anyone forget what the true meaning of Christmas is.
Did you accidentally eat some bad mistletoe?
Oh, you're so funny. I love your sense of humor. Hey, boy out there, get me the biggest bird you can find for Christmas dinner. Send it right here to Ebenezer Williams' home. What's that? Gesundheit. I love it when you are so witty. Merry Christmas, too.
Wow. I wanted you to change your ways, but this is a little much.
And we are not done yet. Here we go. Me and you together.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. So I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you.
Where's our Grammy?
Yeah.
And there you go, the famous Ebenezer Williams sketch. From 2021, I believe it. 2020 or 2021 is the first time we did that. Now, That very much reminds me of the Christmas party and the singing that goes down there. So get ready for that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. Phone lines are open. 41 minutes past the hour. The category we are stuck on here at this point is name something people associate with Santa Claus. We've got presents, a sleigh, reindeer, a beard, and two other answers to go. Does anybody know what they are? 19 minutes left in the show. 740-751-4038. Name something people associate with Santa Claus. Does anybody have any idea what those last two answers are? We're having difficult time with this category. Presents number one, sleigh number two, reindeer and beard. This is where we are. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Well, 18 minutes left to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
What about the North Pole?
Not the North Pole, but a good guess.
Okay. Not the North Pole, but not a bad guess. Something people associate with the Santa. What could it be?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's try Mrs. Claus or the elves.
Those are the two. Mrs. Claus and the elves. Those are the two we're missing.
Oh, they are.
They are. Did you enjoy Ebenezer Williams?
No, I was out feeding cats.
Well, it was entertaining, let me tell you.
Huh?
It was entertaining.
Was it? Well, no, I wanted to get out there and get that done in between stuff, so.
Nope, we got it. It is Mrs. Claus and the Elves. You got it.
Well, I'm sure that wouldn't be there. Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, we finally finished off that category. Something people associate with Santa Claus, present, sleigh, Mrs. Claus, elves, reindeers, and the beard. All right, let's go on to the next category. How long before Christmas should you send Christmas cards? Oh, Christmas cards. That's one of our big topics here. There are three answers here. How long before Christmas should you send Christmas cards? You know, I guess this is Christmas card etiquette. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How long before Christmas should you send Christmas cards? You know, I feel like my voice is getting stronger as the morning goes on.
Go ahead, caller.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yes. Did you enjoy Ebenezer Williams?
Yeah, I just got in on the last quarter of it, I think. Who was Ebenezer?
That was Ted Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We played the Ed Asner one in hour number one, so we're getting our Christmas traditions in today.
Okay. Yeah, it was good.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, 3 weeks is number three on the list, but there are still two more answers. Does anybody know what they are? How long before Christmas should you send Christmas cards? Two answers left on the list here. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say 2 weeks.
2 weeks is the number one answer. You got it.
2 weeks is the number one answer. All right, one answer left to go here. How long before Christmas should you send your Christmas cards? 2 weeks was one. 3 weeks was three. What is the number two answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. What do we got? One answer left. How long before Christmas should you send Christmas cards? 49 people said 2 weeks. 26 people said 3 weeks. What is our missing answer? Does anybody have any idea? Maybe not. It's one of those type of mornings this morning, isn't it? Don't forget tomorrow, Mayor Schertzer's last interview as mayor. 9:15 to 10 a.m.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's say 1 week.
1 week is number two on the list. You got it.
1 week comes in at number two on the list. Yes, Mayor Schertzer's last interview as mayor tomorrow morning, 9:15 to 10 a.m., and then tomorrow night, the big Christmas special, 7:15 until 9 p.m. All right, let's go on to the next category here. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. How about this? Five big answers. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. 740-751-4038. An item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
Go ahead, caller.
Cookies and milk.
Cookies number one and milk is number two.
Cookies are number one and milk is number two. Three other answers to go. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve.
Go ahead, caller.
What about eggnog?
No eggnog on the list.
And it's snowing a little bit right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Little bit of snow out there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Little bit of snow out there as we head toward Christmas, 7 days from Christmas. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Cookies number one, milk number two.
Go ahead, caller.
So you redeemed yourself by finding my Christmas card?
No, I know where it is.
Oh, okay. I'm just teasing.
No. I'm looking for
carrots for the reindeer.
You know, carrots are number five on the list. How am I sounding this morning?
Like you swallowed a bullfrog.
Well, don't
leave
don't
it to
sugar
me for our honest answer, Scott.
Gosh, don't sugarcoat it during the holidays.
I mean, you don't want me to lie to you.
No. Hopefully it's all cleared up. You know, tomorrow's the last interview with the mayor.
Melancholy, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's the sadness sitting in.
Well, maybe sip some tea. That you want to be prepared for your the interview tomorrow. Like, you got some tea, hot tea?
You know, I'm going to have to get some hot tea. The throat is much better than it was yesterday, so I think it's clearing up a little bit.
Yeah, I've left a little honey and tea and maybe lemon can't take care of.
You know, lemon juice and olive oil.
I don't suggest you drink that.
clears up anything.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Yes, carrots are number five on the list here. Cookies, number one. Milk, number two. Carrots, number five. Two answers left to go. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. What are the final two answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Does anybody have the final two? Well, think if you wanted to get a good gift from Santa, what would you want to leave him? Well, maybe this person knows the answer. Let's hope.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hot chocolate?
No hot chocolate.
No hot chocolate on the list here today. Name an item you might leave for Santa on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, and carrots.
Go ahead, caller.
What about gloves?
No gloves.
No gloves on the list here today. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, carrots. This is what we have. Two answers left to go in 8 minutes. 740-751-4038. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. 48 people said cookies. 18 people said milk. 12 people said carrots. Two answers left to go in 7 minutes. Are we going to get the other two answers here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about brownies or donuts?
No brownies or donuts.
Donuts.
No brownies or donuts on the list here today. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, carrots. Two answers left to go, under 7 minutes. 740-751-4038. Last interview with the mayor, live and in person, tomorrow morning, 9:15 until 10 a.m. And then the big Christmas special tomorrow night, 7:15 until 9 p.m. Mark it on your calendar. 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say like an alcoholic drink. I wouldn't think so. The kids would get it, but that's the only thing I can think of.
You know, booze is on the list at number four. Yeah.
Kidding me.
We like a drunk Santa.
Well, a dog could drink it, I guess.
I guess. Thank you.
Booze was number four on the list. 740-751-4038. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, booze, carrots. One answer left to go. Who's got the answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Cookies, milk, booze, and carrots. B-O-O-Z-E is what we're saying here when we're talking about booze. What is the missing answer? What would Santa Claus want on Christmas Eve? 740-751-4038. One answer left to go, and we are definitely under 5 minutes, about at the 4 minute point here. 4 minutes left to go. Are we going to get the final answer? 740-751-4038. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, booze, and carrots.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a nice Coca-Cola?
No Coca-Cola on the list.
No Coca-Cola on the list, unfortunately for Santa. Name an item you might leave for Santa on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, booze, and carrots. That's what we have. B-O-O-Z-E. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say pie. Piece of pie?
It is a piece of pie, but what kind of pie?
Oh. I would say apple or pumpkin, but I don't know.
Not apple or pumpkin, but that's a good guess.
Now, it is a type of pie, but it's a specific type of pie. Does anybody know what specific type of pie this is? 740-751-4038. Name an item you might leave for Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, booze, carrots, and a type of pie. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Cherry pie?
Not cherry pie.
Mincemeat?
Mincemeat, that's what it was. Now, what is mincemeat pie? I know we had one year. What's in it?
I don't know.
I know somebody brought one in one year, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but...
It always sounds so terrible if it really has meat in it, but a pot pie has meat in it.
Yeah, it really, I remember it not being, there was some kind of sauce that you had to pour over the top of it, but it really was not that bad at all.
I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the answer. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. That rounds it out. Name an item you might leave for Santa on Christmas Eve. Cookies, milk, mincemeat pie, booze, B-O-O-Z-E, and carrots. Now, again, don't forget tomorrow morning, 9:15 until 10 a.m., the last interview with Mayor Schertzer as mayor on this station, so look forward to that. Tomorrow night, we've got the big Christmas special, 7 to 9 p.m., 10th annual Christmas special. We all look forward to that. Send us your Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in the card, and we will get a card back to you. We'll read it on the air, and we will hang your card in the studio. And I guess keep getting ready for Christmas, 7 days away from today. Little bit of snow this afternoon. I don't think it's going to be any accumulation or anything like that, but maybe the stores will be out of bread and milk, as they always are. But for me, I'm done for today. Hopefully the voice will be back tomorrow, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears, heading for the
place for the holiday season.
And a big good morning to all of you. Welcome to Wednesday morning already. Yes, it is. And it won't be long. It's going to be Christmas. did I say I'm Charlie Evers? I'll be here for a couple of hours.
Well, please do a little thing. However, I'm reminded of a story about his ecstasy, the Moe, looking down on his favorite planet Earth, and he was very disturbed over what he saw.